Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You sure look fine.
Is happening, huh? Happy Monday. Welcome to it. This is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn and for Scott Hennon today, Monday edition of the show here. Lots to do. Just don't think just because it's Monday that we're phoning it in. Well, super producer Chris Larson is phoning it in. Are you there, Chris?
Hey, Kev, how are you doing, bud?
There he is. But he's got good excuse. He's up in Mayville covering the north end of the neighborhood. What's on your mind? Welcome our friends on the western side of our neighborhood out west. The dig out continues from a bit of snow. Not nearly as much in the eastern part of the neighborhood, I'll tell you that. A little dusting, about an inch in Fargo, but there was a fair amount, a foot plus, this early already, but looks like it's going to be overall a nice end of the week, much across the region. Lots to do on the What's On Your Mind program today. I've got a couple clips for you want to play. We have a new House Speaker, Mike Johnson. He was on with Maria Bartiromo. Let you hear some of that conversation if you missed it. We've got some apparently Kamala Harris, very exciting, was on 60 Minutes, and she is assuring us that Joe Biden is very much alive. He's very much alive. Well, that's good. And we got that. He's got a heartbeat, but ahead of the 2024 concerns, so we'll hear that as well. We're going to be chatting with a couple of good guests. Bottom of the hour, Jonathan Savage, Fox News. He's the latest on the Israeli war. He's covering it. There, I don't know that he's there, but he's on it. Landon Alex in the second hour, who has been out with us before, they've got an event. Brandon Tatum is coming to NDSU, and Landon is the chapter president for Turning Point USA for the Bison. And if you don't know who Brandon Tatum is, I'll bring up some audio of Brandon. I follow him, listen to his podcast, Officer Tatum. He is an amazing guy. He's really good friends with Candace Owens. They started Blexit, which is black, short for black exit, the black exit out of the, as Candace calls it in her book, the Democratic plantation out of these inner cities. And Brandon Tatum has been on the front lines of that for a long time. So he's coming. Hopefully we'll get him on the show. But we'll talk to Landon about that and everything else that's going on. There's stuff in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas and Palestinians, and the state of Palestine is obviously all over the country. It's all over the college campuses. And that should surprise no one. The fact that anyone's surprised that there are a number of Muslim people of the Islamic faith in this country that are, protesting the killing of what they're perceiving as innocent people of the Palestinians in this conflict between Hamas and Israel. There's a lot of dynamics, as I'm learning, that go into the Palestinian-Hamas relationship. Okay? They're the government. They vote Hamas in to be the government in Gaza. Well, it's, again, did they actually vote for that, or was there a gun to their head? But nonetheless, one of the big metrics to look at that I think needs to be looked at this is the fact that nowhere else in the Arab world do they want the people from Gaza. They want out. Egypt won't let them out. There's no one that's going to give them, no one wants to give them asylum, which is for me, that's really interesting in the whole dynamic of this. But that's there. This is here. One of my questions for you is, what's next? How's this going to affect you and me? If you're listening to my voice on the broadcast, we're in, We're across four states, three Canadian provinces. How is this going to affect you and me? And believe me, if you're in Canada, you have your own daily hell to deal with Trudeau, and I get that. But the evil factor has been pouring, and as of even this minute, it's open. Our border is wide open. Those that want to do us harm are rolling in. Yeah, we're getting some of them. But for the most part, they're in, they're here. And, you know, by the way, to the other note of this, if this goes on, if this is allowed to continue, the open border, we have to put up with this for another year. It's a year from now, Chris.
It is.
Be another year of this. I would bet you right now, dinner, brother, that there will not be a mile of wall built before Biden's done. Remember he's talking about 20 or 30 miles of it that they're going to build, or the funding was already there a couple of 3 weeks ago or whatever it was?
It's not going to happen.
Nope. They won't build a foot of it. So another year that goes on. Another year of evildoers. Another year of fentanyl by the ton. Another year of children, women, trafficked for all sorts of reasons. Which brings me to my next question for you. Saw the Sound of Freedom over the weekend. I've been kind of putting off. I've listened to about half of Tim Ballard's book. Tim Ballard is the agent that it's really hard to imagine what goes on every single day. But his book, which is The Sound of Freedom, and he is the Operation Underground Railroad was his thing, but The Sound of Freedom movie is his story of him rescuing this young girl out of the deep jungles of Colombia. And if you've seen it, you know what it's all about. If you haven't seen it, it's hard to watch. There's nothing that graphic in there. But you know, when you see these kids, you know what these children are going through. You get an idea. I mean, they're thrown in shipping containers with dirty rat-infested mattresses and rat-infested containers and taken all over the world. And by the way, the United States is the number one trafficked for child sex crimes in the world. So think about that, what's going on in these cities. And these cartels are a big part of it. So that's being enabled, and that's happening and has been for 3 years, every second of every minute of every hour of every day. It's happening right now. The kids are coming in through whether it be in the Rio Grande or in the Del Rio sector or somewhere in Arizona or somewhere in California, and they're off and running. Those children are heading to Africa. They're heading to China. They're heading to they're heading to the sex trades in Southeast Asia and Southern Asia. And they're never to be heard from again. How do we fix? I mean, where do we start with this? Where would you, if someone said, "Hey, you have the authority, you have the dumb," where would you start with this? And obviously, you've got to put all the Trump, policies back, remain in Mexico, etc. You got to put all that back in place immediately. You got to start building the wall immediately. But just dealing with the mass amount of people that we're dealing with, it's mind-boggling. 701-271-1100. Let's go. Mike's up first, and Craig's on deck. Mike in Maine, Minnesota. Mike, what's on your mind?
Kevin, I just got my copy of Thinking Minnesota, and there's something here that you need to hear. An upfront article written by Tom Stewart, how Tim Walz hung out the people of Cohasset, Minnesota, hung them out to dry. The Huber Corporation was going to move in and build a $440 million lumber plant there in Cohasset, which would have helped the people because the Boswell power plant is being shut down. 170 jobs are going to be lost. That company wanted to build there, and then Governor Tim Walz and Farron Jackson Sr. of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Indians opposed it. and they kept pushing it and pushing them back. And finally, the Huber Corporation left Minnesota and left the people of Cohasset with nothing. I mean, like, you can ask the county commissioner, Davin Tenquist, how he feels about it. But this is a town of 2,700 people that had just been hung out to dry by the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. And it's just really sad. And, you know, that company went to Mississippi, and the governor of Mississippi was happy to have them. He welcomed them with open arms, and Huber Corporation is going to build their company there instead of being in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it says is New Forest product interests are going to explore development, but it won't be in Minnesota.
Yeah, I know the story. I have a friend that's a part of the lumber in the, you know, that industry in Minnesota. Yeah, it's environmental deal. That's all it is. I mean, it's the eco Minnesota warrior thing that, you know, have invested all of St. Paul and a lot of the state. So you lose, they win.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Hedinger Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, live and direct from the beautiful PetroServe USA studios. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennen. PetroServe USA has the the home cooking and the grab and go convenience of lunch specials across all the locations, and they have the 4 for $6 deal as always. And just a reminder, Main Avenue in Fargo, for example, probably the cheapest gas in town in Fargo Moorhead at $3.19. Saw that last week. So they're always fighting. They Marathon, they have all a lot of different two or three brands that they represent across their stores. So they have buying power. So the They're always fighting for the lowest price on gas, and they're hiring. Find out more at PetroServeUSA.com. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin, super producer Chris Larson hanging out on this Monday. We're going to chat with Jonathan Savage here in just a few minutes, next segment on the deal in Israel. He's covering that for Fox. Just heard his report at the top of the hour. Jonathan Savage. I'm betting that he's Irish, but I'm probably wrong. He's probably British, but I'm going to ask him when he gets on. We were talking in the break a little bit about this guy in this card is his name in Maine who shot up this bowling alley and killed himself. It's in the news. It's amazing how fast that went out of the news cycle, really, Chris. As soon as they found out he was dead. But meanwhile, in Chicago, guess what kind of weekend Chicago had?
Oh, let's see.
First of all, let's go with number of people shot.
Oh, probably 100.
Oh, no, 34. You're a little high on that one. 34 okay. Shot. How many killed?
Let's see, 25.
So about 10%. Three of them killed. 34 okay. Shot, three killed last weekend. 11 shot, one killed the weekend before. Four killed and 30 hurt. Now it's up to four. Now it's up to four for the weekend. So that's that's just in Chicago. Let's make the conversation all about the scary gun that the guy used in Maine and how law-abiding citizens should lose their Second Amendment rights because some lunatic did that with that. By the way, Mike's call on the deal in Cohasset with the mine that Walls shut down also had to do with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe filed an appeal saying the proposed mill, which was a mile from the border of the reservation, would impact treaty rights in nearby public forests, potentially harming critical wetlands. The mill would consume a lot of wood, 400,000 cords of wood a year. For making they make OSB. So there was eco deal in there, and there was something where the land wasn't there was so there was a lot there was more to it, Mike. But I'm by no means a fan of Tim Walls or any of his policies, but there might have been more to that. Just FYI. Text 701-237-1590. Let's get caught up on these. Another comment on the Sound of Freedom. And I pretty much had the same thing happen. My wife watched the first 10 minutes of it and couldn't watch it. And she's like, you can watch this. I just can't watch it. I can't imagine. I'm thinking, well, as much as hard as it is, you have to watch it. You have to know what's going on. We can't turn a blind eye to this. You can't ignore what's been. It's been going on for years. It's been going on for, years and years and years. But to this level and to the level to which we are complicit, or this administration is complicit to this behavior and enabling it, and actually, I believe, somehow benefiting from it. I mean, I don't know how you don't. It's now surpassed, like, every illegal human trafficking is the biggest business in the world, passing illegal drugs, passing all of it. So if you watch the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. Kev, Israel and the U.S. financed Hamas to begin with, just like we do with other terrorist organizations out of convenience of the moment. See Afghanistan, see Colombia, and all our own government is the problem. Just say no to war. Well, they're funding both sides again. We know they funded both sides in Vietnam, right? Remember some of that? So, they dusted up, and look at what the defense stocks are doing. There's quite a few of them in green. Kevin, where did you watch The Sound of Freedom? I'm in Dickinson, and of course it did not play in our theaters. It was online. A friend of mine has a service that had it online. I watched it online. And I don't know if he's, I don't know how he's got it, but that's how I saw it. Biden sold $300 million worth of border wall that was waiting to be erected for $1 million. That tells you everything you need to know. Yes, cents, pennies on the dollar. Who talked about that? Tom Holman talked about that. It was like $300 million. I thought he sold it for like $20 million or something. It was like 10 cents on the dollar. Cows in Israel are not getting milk fever from not getting milk. Milk fever is when a cow is low in calcium after she has had a calf, usually within the first 24 hours. But cows not being milked for days can result in mastitis, and inflammation of the udder following sickness and death. Oh, there you go. See? Awesome. I learn something new every day on this program. 701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in. Got a couple open lines. No surprise about Tim Walz. He's only for the destroying Minnesota plan. You know, I don't think the guy is as much about destroying Minnesota as he is just lost with the things he thinks matters to people. He thinks that it's actually a problem for a woman to terminate a pregnancy to the point where we have to allow that, right? I think in Minnesota you can kill a baby up to third grade now or something. I don't like the report card. That's it. I mean, it's gotten to be that ridiculous. And then, of course, the trans thing. You know, no one ever cared, ever, that there was, you know, I mean, I drove by the old gay 90s on Hennepin Avenue downtown, or the saloon, the bars where they hang on, did those shows. And no one cared. They were in protest. No one, they did their thing, had their parties. Cross-dressing, whatever, no one cared. But now you can kidnap a child because the child wants to be this young boy wants to be a girl and really, really, really wants to be a girl, so my parents are going to get mad at me, so you need to take me to Minnesota so I can affirm it. And by the way, if we don't have a problem with a young boy wanting to live his life as a girl with a dress, some makeup, some high heels, whatever. Why do we have to go to the hormone blockers? Why do you have to go to the puberty blockers and the hormones? Why do we have to talk about surgery, life-altering, never-changing-again, you know, procedures for these kids, these children? Are you kidding me? Is that just jaw-dropped to you? I mean, you can do that in Minnesota, though, by the way. Just saying. America needs to end the power of China's puppets. Well, there is that. And there's quite a few of them. Did you see Newsom playing basketball over in China over the weekend?
I didn't.
Oh, dude, look at that video clip. These little kids are probably like 4 or 5 years old, 5 years old, maybe 5 or 6. And Gavin's going to go out and play a little basketball with him. He tries this behind-the-back dribble, and he doesn't do it very well, so he has to turn to get to the ball. And there's a kid right there, and he runs this kid over and damn near, you know, ended up kind of cradling him as he fell down, but in his suit and tie. It was ridiculous. And he's got a terrible dribble, just saying. Kev, this sounds nuts, but these problems with trafficking of people, I feel, to get a grip on it, we need to charge our politicians who are doing nothing to fix these problems with criminal charges. They took an oath, and they're not fulfilling the oath. Amen. Amen. And it's not like it's, you know, not in the open.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. In Florida, Tampa police are reporting 2 people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between 2 groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. Well, it's true, a lot of us do like to eat them like popcorn, and believe it or not, they have their own national day, as today is National Candy Corn Day, as Halloween is just hours away. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Just about ready to wrap up October. It's crazy. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennin. Scotty's off today and tomorrow, and I think on Friday. So we got just some friends are going to be sliding in, hanging out with us all week. Super producer Chris Larson hanging out today. I got my buddy Justin's going to be in. Hoping NewsHound Nate might be able to spare some time. We were in the break. Chris Larson, you had a chance to watch Gavin Newsom's basketball skills while he was in China against some kids. Why don't you do the play-by-play on that move he did? Let's see it.
All right, so Newsom's he's spinning the ball in his hand. Now he's dribbling to the left, dribbling to the right. He's going for a drive, and he plows into this kid. That now, if they didn't call that an offensive charge.
Oh, that kid was definitely set.
And then he pats the kid on the back. I mean, that's yeah. That's like a technical foul right there, dude.
No, it's bad. And, you know, you can tell he doesn't play basketball. He's terrible at it. He's standing up. So if you were playing, if you were a basketball player, at least you'd bend your knees a little bit. You wouldn't be all tippy-toed trying to, you know, get all thin to get the ball around you. You know, it's like, just don't even do it.
I'd take Burgum over him in a one-on-one any day.
Absolutely. Well, man, Doug would smoke him, would crush him. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, the team, Mike and the team at MyPillow, the Lindell Offense Fund, which is an offensive legal fund. They are playing offense. They are on the hunt for what's going on, and they've spent millions of dollars from Kerry Lake in Arizona to Antrim County in Michigan to Georgia to Nevada to, and the army that Mike's got, I'm gonna just tell you this, that, you know, he can't do this without us supporting MyPillow. So, and you know the products, you know what we're talking, we've always talked about, they're great. I mean, I got the 2.0 MyPillow. I finally bagged my original one because, man, it has lived its life. It's still in the rotation, but my main one is the 2.0 now because it's got the cooling foam, the thing with it. And it's fantastic. You got to run them through the dryer and do the prep thing with them. But there's none better than those pillows or the slippers or the blankets or the sheets or the towels or the it's all awesome. Mattress toppers, pet beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Just remember Scott to get the deal. But that effort and the money that Mike has spent and the passion he has for this battle, know this, going into the fall of 1 year from right now, we go into the fall of 24, the November of 24, there are going to be thousands of people watching with very, very focused eyes on all of these districts, all of these states and cities where this goes on. The hub is going to be Frank's Beach, and where they're going to have the upload of all the activity, and they're really, really going to be keeping an eye on these machines. They have a way to know if they're connected to the internet. They've got people with devices that are going to be able to find out, especially where they use these things, and they use them a lot if they're connected. And again, it's all about the evidence. So kudos, Mike. And I love the guy. I just, the Minnesota boy, I love the guy. His story. My friend said he recently read his books, and it was just fantastic. So there you go. Jonathan Savage is covering the Israeli Hamas war for Fox News. Joins us now, Jonathan. Thanks for the time. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Kevin. Thank you.
I made a speculation. I've been hearing you do your reports and whatever, and I'm guessing you might be of Irish descent, or is that a British accent?
I get that a lot. I'm from Scotland.
Close.
Probably, it's not far, is it?
No. Close. Good pubs in Scotland, too.
Oh, let me tell you. Gosh, absolutely.
I gotta get with you, my man, when I do my tour over there.
I'll meet you in a pub crawl of Glasgow, and your life will never be the same again.
I know, right? We want to golf in Ireland and drink in Scotland, or the other way around, maybe. I don't know. But let's talk about this war. I don't know that it's, I mean, it's a war. It's the current iteration of this battle between, you know, Islam and Judaism. And, you know, it seems like it's just another rearing of Islamic Jihad's ugly head. How's it going? Give us the update.
Yeah, Israel and Hamas have fought wars before, but I think the determination now on the behalf of this Israeli government led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is this is the last time they want to fight Hamas.
Yes.
And of course that is because of the seismic, the game-changing events of October 7th when Hamas militants raided Israel, killing over 1,400 Israelis, women, children, the elderly, slaughtering them, taking 239 hostages back across into Gaza.
Yeah.
And since then, Israel has pounded Gaza and Hamas positions from the air. And then in the last 3 days, what Benjamin Netanyahu says is the second phase of this operation, the ground war, essentially, which is escalating bit by bit, gradually intensifying. Israel saying last night it killed dozens of Hamas fighters in a night of sustained attacks, with forces on the ground identifying those fighters, the Israeli Air Force taking them out, as well as direct fighting on the ground.
Well, and we're talking with Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio. Jonathan, one thing I know about Israel, and I'm kind of an aviation geek. I'm a military. You know, Israel has the fourth largest military in the world. People were like, "Oh, you know, poor Israel." I was like, you know, and I think what you're saying, and you would agree, is that this bear has been poked enough. This bear has been poked for the last time. They have F-16s, they have F-22s, they have nuclear weapons. I mean, they have, and they're, I think that, like you said, with Netanyahu, they're done. They're just done with it.
And don't discount the fact that in addition to what you said, there are two U.S. carrier strike groups in the Eastern Mediterranean there to essentially ward off any third parties from seeing Israel as being either distracted or weakened and trying to open up a new front in this conflict, particularly looking towards Hezbollah, which, like Hamas, is backed and funded and supported by Iran. So the U.S. is there to support Israel on that front, and President Biden, of course, has visited Jerusalem to stand side by side with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So there's no doubt that Israel has its own incredibly strong military, as you say, but also the might of the United States, too.
Do you, Jonathan, would you agree that this is not just a war against Jews? This is not just this current one is, but when you look at the Islamic Jihad, the jihadis, and I listened to Simon or Sebastian Gorka talk about this. It isn't just this Jews. It's infidels. It's Jews, Christians. You know, I'm sure, you know, Buddhists and Hindus are way down the list, but nonetheless, anyone that's not Muslim in their eyes, be it Hamas, Hezbollah, they have to go. They have to die. That's the bottom line, right?
It's an enormously complex situation, and there's a risk in conflating Hamas or the Islamic Jihad group with ordinary Palestinians. It's in one very basic sense, it's a conflict, a long-running conflict over land, as much as it is over religion. There are many Palestinians in Gaza who obviously don't support Hamas. There are many, there are Arabs living in Israel who obviously are Israelis themselves. So, but Hamas are an extremist group. There's no doubt about that. Israel has likened them to ISIS, which of course is the most, as far as we know, extremist group of Islamists out there. So, I mean, if you know, Hamas doesn't necessarily, Hamas, for starters, doesn't believe Israel should exist.
Right.
And that is the starting point. And you can extrapolate from there what kind of world they do want to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would dare say that ISIS doesn't want to see them exist either, or the rest of the infidels as well. Craig is in Moorhead, has a question. We're on with Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio. Craig, go ahead.
Yes, I'm watching a documentary called Gaza from 2019, and one of the opening scenes is a 14-year-old boy that says his dad has three wives and he's got 14 siblings with the same mom. How prevalent is plural marriage?
How prevalent is, I didn't hear the last part of his question, maybe multiple wives, things like that. I think that's pretty commonplace, isn't it?
Yeah, in Islam, certainly, there are many people who believe in polygamy, in both the Sunni and Shia sects of Islam allow Muslim men to marry to multiple women, and that happens in certain Muslim-majority countries, although not all. So, yes, some say that, you know, Islamic law says that men can have up to four wives at one time, but obviously not all Muslims follow that.
Sure. Go ahead, Chris.
Jonathan Savage joining us here from Fox News Radio. Jonathan, with this war, is the ground invasion still imminent? Where's this at right now?
I think it's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening, but it's in the early stages. It's only about sort of 3 days old, this ground invasion, and it's something that, I mean, the Israeli government and Israeli military are not telling us everything they're doing. They don't want to tip Hamas off to all their plans and the location of their troops. But what I think we can extrapolate from Benjamin Netanyahu has said is that it will ramp up from where it is already. It will gradually intensify. But I think if you're in Gaza, you're considering this war to be pretty intense already. Hundreds upon hundreds of airstrikes, and now Israeli tanks on roads quite deep into Gaza, about a third of the way down that strip of land. And it's only, I think, going to get more significant as the days go on.
All right, Jonathan Savage, thanks for the time. Stay safe, keep up the great work, and we'll be listening.
Take care. Speak soon.
You bet. There you go, Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio. You know, my only concern is that if it, you know, this thing needs to somehow, like Ukraine and Russia, get to the negotiating table, somehow get to the peace talks. And I don't think anybody brings that game like Trump will bring that game. So
exactly.
I don't
Nobody
know.
Does.
They don't even talk about it. They're not insisting about any of that. They just want to, you know, keep it up. But again, if you pull Iran into this, then you're pulling China, Russia, you know, and you're going to talk about that Afghanistan is not that far away where the Taliban is in charge. You got ISIS. They're calling for advancements on all of this on Israel. So I don't know. And what's going on here? We're not, no reason to worry here. Right, Chris? I mean, everything's good here. Our borders are secure. No one could possibly be here to do us any harm. So, nothing to worry about there.
Right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, right.
All right, if you want to weigh in, 701-271-1100, 701-237-1590, or email me, studio@flagfamily.com. Coming back, Kamala Harris assures us that Joe Biden is very much alive ahead of the 2024 concerns. How exciting. At least he's got a heartbeat. Yay! Coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin today, Monday, 30th day of October, 2023. Halloween tomorrow, my friend, and November's here on Wednesday. So plan accordingly. Hope you're all, hope everything's winterized. I still got to winterize my lawnmower. It's the only one I haven't done. But the battery's dead, so, you know, I got that dilemma facing me. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Dr. Allen and the team at Cerecet in Fargo. Cerecet means cerebral reset. It's a wellness experience. It's really unbelievable. I mean, I could say like unique or different, which is all applies to it because I've been through the initial eval and when you do it and through the sessions. I didn't go through all the sessions, but I went through the eval and then I think we did two sessions, which is, it's unbelievable how it will help you restore and balance your brain. Literally, I mean, sleeping, all the things that the technology that this enables. It's really a really unique thing, and the technology is unbelievable. Call and find out more. Go on Cereset.com. It's C-E-R-E-S-E-T. Cerebral Reset. C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com. And you can go to find a center, just the Fargo Center, 701-566-5231. Call Dr. Al and the team. Just do an initial eval with it. You won't believe it, what it does. I mean, especially if you're having issues, you know, sleeping or not, you know, sleeping a good full, you know, 7-8 hours. Really helping with that stress, lot of success, tons of nothing but success stories. 701-237-1590 is the text line. It says Walls. This is, we talked about Tim Walls, the Minnesota governor. Caller earlier on the show said they shut down a lumber mill plant, $400 million, whatever, that went to another state. Had to do with a couple of things, but Walls said no. Mostly, I think it was the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And the environmentalists not liking all the wood being chopped down in Minnesota. You know, like, Chris, it's not like we don't have a few trees in Minnesota. We can spare a few trees.
You only got a couple, Kevin.
Yeah, Walls said the Biden administration is not the problem. It's the House of Representatives. Of course he did, because that's the talking point. Another text in. Trudeau and Newsom should just come out and be honest about their flaming hot attraction to each other. Oh, come on now. We can all tell, especially when they try to be athletic. For that matter, have you seen the videos of Obama trying to throw a pitch or play baseball? All three have a lot in common outside of communism, if you know what I mean. Yeah. None of them are, you know, and none of these guys, I mean, they probably did play sports, but they all had, you know, this privileged upbringing or whatever. I don't think Obama did, but, yeah, I don't know. But they go out there, and that gives that's the bad actor thing. This is just a bad actor. Hey, roll the camera. I'm going to play basketball with these kids. Let me do a little behind-the-back thing. And he blows the move and plows into a kid in the process. Bad leaders choose bribery opportunities. Well, yeah. Okay, a lot of links. Some very kind words. I really appreciate the love. So thank you for that. Always happy to fill in for Scotty. We always have some fun. And no, we're not breaking out the bourbon and the cigars and the poker chips. It's only Monday, for gosh sakes. Come on, we'll wait till Friday to do that. Got another one here. That's good. That's another link. I want to play you a bit from this link that I got after I play you Kamala Harris. She was on 60 Minutes. Oh, yeah. Hard-hitting news program, news magazine, 60 Minutes. Talking to her about Biden's age. And the low approval ratings are concerns ahead of 2024. But apparently Joe is very much alive.
Talking to some Democratic donors. Mm-hmm. And they have told us that should something befall President Biden and he is not able to run, mm-hmm. that there would be a free-for-all for who would run as president. You are in the spot that would be unnatural for you to step up, but we're hearing from donors that they would not naturally fall into line. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
So but you do know, I mean, that is a concern and a legitimate concern, I would say.
I hear from a lot of different people a lot of different things, but let me just tell you, I'm focused on the job. I truly am. Our democracy is on the line, Bill. And I frankly, in my head, do not have time for parlor games when we have a president who is running for re-election.
Ah, so there you go. And by the way, she failed to mention she's received record low approval ratings for his age is a problem. But there you go. He's very much alive and running. Well, that's good. At least the guy's got a heartbeat. So all I saw over the weekend was that he was at the beach again. So
getting a suntan, Kev.
Oh yeah, gotta get a break in here. It's a tough job, tough gig. The difference between humans and animals, Texter says, animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. Picture of a wolf. Yeah, no, of course not. What does this one say? The Dems in Washington are going to eat their own. Cue up Slick Gav and Big Mike. Get more popcorn. The movie is just starting. I've been saying that for a long time, man. This whole process for the Democrat, I mean, the Republican process is playing out, and it's playing out as we said it would. Trump's going to dominate the primaries. He'll be the guy. Everybody else is playing for second. As far as the Democrats go, man, you got Newsom in China and globetrotting around, proving he could be the guy, and you got RFK over there screaming, let me in, let me in. And then some dude, Dean Phillips out of Minnesota, says, I'm going to run too. And Biden's not going to debate any of them. What are your thoughts? Ring me, 701-271-1100. We'll get a break in here, get some news at the top of the hour, and we will keep it rolling for Monday. This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scotty today. Thanks for hanging out.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This six-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $29.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the six-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/Scott, enter the promo code SCOTT, or tell them when you call 800-506-9028, you're using the promo code SCOTT for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
.com.